We have just sang several songs that praise Jesus for his death on the cross for us.
我们今天唱了好几首歌是关于耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死。
We also joyfully sing about his resurrection as well.
我们当然也会很高兴地唱他为我们而复活。
It's a centerpiece of what we believe.
因为这是福音的中心，是我们所相信的福音的中心。
And yet, when we look back to the disciples before Jesus' death, we find something a little different.
当然，当我们回顾那当时的使徒，在耶稣基督死之前，他那些使徒的反应是不一样的。
Jesus repeatedly tried to explain that he was going to die and then rise again.
耶稣基督曾多次的重复的跟他们讲，他会受死，然后再复活。
Matthew, Mark, and Luke all relate to us that Jesus said this at least three times.
在马太福音、马可福音和路加福音里边，耶稣基督至少三次都讲到他要受死和复活。
Once after Peter's great confession,
有一次是在彼得他承认耶稣基督的时候。
Once after Jesus came down from the Mount of Transfiguration,
还有一次是在耶稣基督登山变相下山了以后。
And a third time on the way to Jerusalem.
在他第三次往耶路撒冷的路上。
And he said it plainly. He didn't use figures or parables. He said it plainly and openly.
那么他是很普通的语言来告诉他们的，并没有用比喻或者是预言来讲这个事。
It seems to us a pretty obvious statement.
那么对我们来讲，好像是一个非常明确的一个陈述。
He says that they're going to Jerusalem.
他说他们要去耶路撒冷。
That he is going to be handed over to the religious authorities and crucified.
他会被交给那些当时掌权的那些首领手中。
And three days later, he's going to rise again from the dead.
被钉在十字架上，然后三天以后他会复活。
And yet we just read the disciples didn't understand what he was talking about.
那么我们刚才读的第九章这三节里面就可以看到，门徒们并不明白耶稣基督在讲什么。
Why do they have a hard time understanding simple language?
为什么他们那时候就不门徒们就是理解这非常简单的一个陈述呢？
And I think if we answer that question, we can find some instructive things for us as well.
那么，当我们在思考怎么样去回答这个问题的时候，我们会知道它的答案。
To answer that, I'd like to turn to Mark chapter 8.
那么，我们现在回到第八章来找马可福音第八章来找这个答案。
This is Mark's account of Peter's great confession.
那么这里呢是马可他在讲这个耶稣彼得当时承认耶稣基督的身份。
And this lets us establish several things about what the disciples did and did not understand, and why they had a hard time learning the plain language of what Jesus was telling them.
我们从这一章里来看，当时门徒们他知道耶稣的什么事实，还有一些不知道的、不明白的。
Now Jesus is in the far north of the land of Israel here.
那么耶稣基督当时是在北面的这个犹太地区的北面。
At this point in his ministry, he's seeking places to teach his disciples specifically.
那么在这个时候呢，他是在教导他们的门徒们。
Away from the crowds.
他想远离那些人群。
And it is on just such an occasion that we find our text.
那么在这样一个情况下，我们看到下面这些。
Mark chapter 8 verses 27 to 30.
那么从第八章二十七节。
And Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they told him, "John the Baptist." And others said, "Elijah." And others, "One of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Christ." And he strictly charged them to tell no one about him.
耶稣在门徒出去，往凯撒利亚腓立比的村庄去，在路上门徒问门徒说：“你说我是谁？”他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知里的一位。”又问他们说：“你们说我是谁？”彼得回答说：“你是基督，耶稣就警戒他们，不要告诉人。”
We can see here that the disciples' understanding of who Jesus is vastly better than the general crowds.
那么在这里我们看到，使徒们对耶稣基督的身份的了解比那些大众的要多。
Jesus asks his disciples a question.
耶稣基督问他的门徒一句话。
He wants to know what the opinion, what are the polls, what are the opinion of me, what do people think I am?
他在问人们都说我是谁吗？
And of course the disciples have been talking to people, they've been out in the crowds, they know what everyone says Jesus is.
那么当然这些使徒们，他们跟那些会众们他们在一起，他们也听到过他们的说法，所以他们知道他们的说法。
They all think that Jesus is some kind of great prophet.
那么他们都共同地认为耶稣基督是一位伟大的先知。
And it's not hard to figure out why.
这个并不难猜测出来。
When he spoke with authority.
因为在他说话的时候，他带着权柄。
He wasn't just a good teacher. He spoke as one who had direct authority to tell what God to tell you what God said. Authority in himself.
他不只是一个很好的老师，那么在他在告诉会众的事情的时候，他带着权柄。
This is what a prophet can do.
这是一个先知能做到的。
And then, of course, there were all the miracles he did.
当然，他也做了很多神迹。
No one who asked Jesus for healing was ever turned away.
那么每一个来到耶稣面前，要求医治的，耶稣都没有把他们赶走。
So the people think he is some kind of a prophet.
那么会众们，大众们就认为耶稣基督是一个先知。
But nobody can agree on which one.
但没有人，他们都能够同意到底是哪一位先知。
Some perhaps think he is John the Baptist come back from the dead.
有的人认为他可能是施洗约翰又回来了。
Or maybe it's Elijah, the great prophet Elijah.
或者是以利亚那个大先知以利亚。
After all, Malachi prophesied that Elijah would return.
在马拉基书里面，我们先知马拉基也在说，以利亚会再来。
And the list goes on.
那么这种猜测还在继续。
Well, of course, Jesus is a prophet, but that is, he is so much more than that.
当然，耶稣基督是一位先知，但是他要远远的超过先知。
And so Jesus asks the next question, "Who do you say that I am?"
那么耶稣又在继续问他们，你们说我是谁？
Who am I really?
我到底是谁呢？
And Peter, ever the one to be the first one to say something, pipes up.
那么彼得当然是总是第一位来说的，他就开始说。
He says, "You are the Christ."
你是基督。
What did Peter mean when he said that?
那么当彼得说这句话的时候，他到底是什么意思呢？
Well, now, literally. The Greek word Christ means anointed one.
那么在希腊文里啊，基督这个词的意思就是被受膏者。
In ancient Israel, in important ceremonies, they would anoint someone with oil as a symbol of them being appointed to this new office.
在古时的那个以色列当人在重要的位置要做一件事的时候，那么就是用油来膏他，来给他这样的权柄。
And so that anointing came to symbolize God's direct appointing of someone to an office in Israel.
那么这个就是这种膏油就是指神来借着膏油来给这个人权柄。
There were three such offices in Israel.
那么在以色列有三个权有三种权柄。
Prophets were directly appointed by God.
那么先知呢是神自己直接命令的。
Think for example of Jeremiah.
比如耶利先知。
God came to Jeremiah and told him, "You're going to you. I have appointed you before you were born to be my prophet."
那么神告诉耶利啊，那么我刚有了先知，在你出生以前。
Jeremiah's response: Me, I'm too young.
那么当时耶利米的回答反应就是说，我吗？但是我太年轻了。
But of course, age didn't matter as long as God is the one doing the speaking.
当然，如果是神来命令，那么年龄并不是一个限制。
So prophets were appointed, priests were also appointed.
那么祭司呢，也是被神直接来命令的。
God had instructed to anoint Aaron with oil when Aaron was consecrated as high priest.
那么亚伦就是神直接被膏抹的一个以色列的祭司。
And again, it wasn't Aaron's idea to be high priest. It was God who appointed him to that position.
并不是亚伦自己的主意，他想做大祭司，而是神膏抹他做大祭司。
And then, of course, kings were also appointed by God.
那么以色列的王也照样是神所命令的。
Both Saul and David were consecrated, anointed with oil, and that symbolized that God was installing them as king of over His people.
那么扫罗和大卫王都是当时神所膏抹的和命定的以色列的王。
Now, if we had time, we could explain how Jesus is the greatest example of all three of these.
如果有时间，我们会再说耶稣基督当然是这三个权柄的集中。
But Peter has probably just one of these in mind.
但是当时彼得可能只是知道其中之一。
He has in mind a king.
他当时在想耶稣基督是王。
A king who would restore Israel back to her former glory and better.
那么这位王呢，他会把以色列重新扶植起来，然后成为一个富强的国家。
A king who would conquer Israel's enemies.
那么这位王会带以色列胜过他的仇敌。
This is what Peter means by what he understands the Messiah to be.
那么这就是当时彼得心中所想的基督的意义。
Well, Peter's understand Peter was correct.
当然，彼得这一部分还是对的。
But inadequate.
但是还不够完全。
His understanding is right insofar as it goes, but the Messiah was much more than Peter realized.
那么他当时的理解呢，一部分还是对的，但是呢，对基督这个身份来讲，那么耶稣基督还要做更多。
And I think Peter here is speaking for all the disciples. This was a common Jewish understanding of the Messiah in the first century.
彼得当时是他所讲的这个是代表了当时所犹太人的这些门徒的想法。
That Peter would make this confession is quite remarkable.
当时彼得能认识到这一点也是非常的不容易。
But as we keep reading, we find he still has a lot to learn.
当然，我们再往下读的时候，我们就知道彼得还有很多需要学习的。
Verses 31-33。
那么从31-33节我们看到。
And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he said this plainly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan! You are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. Now we may wonder how Peter could have the audacity to do something like this.
那么我们可能现在就会想很奇怪奇特地想这个彼得当时怎么会做这样的事。
He just got done saying, "You are the Messiah, you are the King."
他刚跟耶稣承认说耶稣是基督，是王。
And now he's going to tell the king what the king can and can't do.
那么现在呢，他又告诉，想告诉这个王，这个王应该做什么，或者不应该做什么。
That doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense.
好像是不太合情理。
But it's because of what Peter understands the king to be.
那么当然，他的这些回答都是因为彼得他心目中的想的这个王所应该做的。
He was expecting a conquering king, and Jesus is saying he's going to be defeated, so he thought.
对他来说，那么他心目中的这个王呢，是应该是一个成圣的王。那么现在这个王却要看做一些好像要失败的事情。
Jesus explains that the Son of Man must suffer these things.
那么耶稣基督给他解释说，那么人子必须要受苦。
Well, now that's his favorite title for himself.
那么，人子是耶稣基督他自己对自己的一个很喜欢的一个称呼。
But it's a reference to Daniel chapter 7, where the Son of Man is a heavenly figure that receives the kingdom of God.
那么但是在但以理书第七章里面，这个人子他将来却要接受神所赐给他的国。
He is the glorious conqueror who receives all the kingdoms of the world.
他是那个荣耀的王，他将来要承接所有的世上的国。
But what Jesus says seems to turn that upside down and inside out.
但是耶稣基督所要讲的圣旨却好像完全的把这件事实给反过来。
The conquering Son of Man must suffer?
那么这些战胜世上的这些国的王现在却要去受苦吗？
To him that would mean the end of all of the promises that he was placing his faith in.
那么对彼得来讲，这好像就是一个对他所承认的他的这个信仰里面，好像一切的这个信心的终结。Perhaps
he was so overwhelmed with the first part that he never heard the second part.
或许呢，他被耶稣基督的前面的那个陈述所击倒，所以他没有想他后面所要说的。After
all, Jesus said he would also rise again.
那么耶稣基督后面又说他还要复活。A
someone that dies and can rise again cannot be defeated by death.
那么一个人如果死了。 还能复活，那么这个人肯定不会被死亡所战胜。
Jesus was not saying he was going to be defeated and the promises were going to be abolished.
耶稣基督并没有说他会被打败，而且他的应许也都会终结。
Instead, he was saying there's something before the glory. There's suffering first and then the glory.
相反的，他是说。 这中间有荣耀，但是呢，受苦在先，荣耀是在后。But
Peter clearly and the rest of the disciples clearly do not understand this.
但是彼得和当时那些门徒们，他们并不明白这点。Even
though Jesus says it over and over again.
尽管耶稣基督一遍又一遍告诉他们。They
still have not understood it when Jesus dies.
他们还是没有明白，甚至在耶稣基督圣死了以后，他们还也没有明白。So
we can see the disciples did understand that Jesus was the Messiah, but they did not understand that he was going to die and rise again.
那么当时的门徒们知道耶稣基督是基督，但他们并不明白耶稣基督受死和复活的事。
But since Jesus said this was going to happen over and over again, why couldn't they learn this? And I think the answer can be found in Jesus' rebuke of Peter. That is a really harsh rebuke. He turns to Peter and says, and says, "Get behind me, Satan." I think here Peter is unintentionally being an adversary to God's program, to God's plan. And therefore, unfortunately for him, he is unintentionally filling the role of the devil. And the reason he's doing that is his worldly, selfish mindset. Jesus tells him, "You are thinking things concerning man, not the things of God." Their minds are so filled with images of perhaps their own glory along with the Messiah that when he explains that there's suffering first, they don't want to even think about it. It is not long after this that they have an argument about who will be the greatest in the kingdom. As they're on their way to Jerusalem, where Jesus is going to die. They're concerned with who is going to have the top place in the kingdom. And so Jesus asks them what they were arguing about. Funny thing, no one wants to explain. In other words, they're thinking about themselves, they're thinking about their own position, and so they don't have room to think about what Jesus is telling them. And they had absorbed the thinking of the world around them. The idea of what the Messiah would be, which was true but not far enough. It focused on the military political victory and ignored the really important part of the Messiah. What Israel needed most was not deliverance from the Romans, but deliverance from sin. Jesus was trying to persuade the people of Israel to turn to God. That was the important part. Yet, because the disciples were thinking that way, they had no room for thinking about righteousness. They were thinking about victory and glory.
那么当时的门徒呢，他们只想在世上这些事情，所以他们根本没有去想神的国度和将来要成就的。And
so the words that Jesus says just so totally don't mesh with what they believe to be true that it just doesn't even register.
那么耶稣基督告诉他们的这些事实呢，在他们的头脑里面根本就没有办法去思想或者是理解。
It disturbs them, it makes them sad, and then they block it out. And as a result, because they weren't willing to follow Jesus totally, when the trial of Jesus' death came, it overwhelmed them completely. The whole reason Jesus was telling them this was because he wanted them to be prepared for his death.
那么耶稣基督告诉他们这些事实的原因呢，就是让他们从心里做好准备，他要受死。He
didn't want their faith shaken when he would do what he came to earth to do, which is to die.
那么他并不想让那些门徒们就是心软弱，当他们看到耶稣基督来到这世上做他该做的事的时候。
And as is so often the case, because they do not follow God's word, they bring in unnecessary suffering upon themselves.
就是正如在所有教导中，当我们不按照神的教导去做的时候，那么我们在生命就会遭到一些痛苦和受罪。
In the end, the disciples weren't so very different from us.
那么，这些门徒们的结果呢，跟我们也常常都很像。Yes,
they believe Jesus. They follow Jesus.
他们相信基督，他们也跟从基督。But
they had too much of this world's thinking still with them.
但是他们的心里面有太多思想世上的事情。And
because of that, that worldly thinking, it got them into trouble.
就是因为他们这些属世的这些理念，让他们在遇到试验的时候就会遇到麻烦。It
caused them to miss the obvious.
那么让他们在就是很明确的一些事上，他们就看不明白。To
not hear the plain words of Jesus that were as plain as anyone could possibly make them.
他们对耶稣基督非常明白的教导，他们都没有办法理解。
Yet, because Jesus was with them, they did learn. They did eventually learn. We know that. Finally, at the end, they understood, and then they rejoiced. But that was not until after the resurrection. Let us pray. Lord, all of us to some degree or another are like the disciples. We still have too much of this world with us.
在我们中间，我们每一个人都在不同的程度上，就像当时的门徒一样。
I pray you would convict us of where we are still holding on to worldly thinking. That we may rejoice in your truth. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.